Hachette Audio presents The Last Neanderthal, a novel written by Claire Cameron, read by Lisa Stathopoulos and Casey Turner. Our deeds still travel with us from afar, and what we have been makes us what we are. George Eliot, Middlemarch. Prologue. They didn't think as much about what was different. There was good reason for this, as they lived in small family groups. Every day was spent among people who were similar to them. The bodies that sat around the fire shared the same kind of cowlick at the backs of their heads, or the same laugh, or teeth that were equally crooked. Every time a head turned to look, a body could find one part of itself in another. It's because of their similarities to us that I can speak for them when I say that much of what you've heard isn't true. They were kind and clever. They had hands with opposable thumbs and a light dusting of hair on the backs. They had hearts that throbbed in their chests when they saw certain people, and this happened more than you might expect. Their brains were larger than ours by about 10%. Many of us have inherited up to 4% of their DNA, and now that both genomes have been sequenced, we know that theirs differed from ours by only about 0.12%. To be fair, these slight variations are significant. They had a sensitive patch of skin on the gums above the front teeth. By curling up the top lip, they could feel the heat of a body from a mile away. Their ears could pinpoint where a drop of water had fallen in a pond long after the ripples were gone. Their eyes could see the unique pattern of bark on each tree, and this allowed them to tell one from the next, just as we can with human faces. If they knew I was telling you this, though, it would embarrass them. They did not like to focus on inward thoughts, as this lay the body open to outward dangers. They would hold up a hand, lower their eyes, a slight pink to the cheek. If they were still alive today, they would want to make clear one pressing point. They were much like you. But they aren't alive. They are extinct. The knowledge that something is extinct often leads to worry. You are probably already feeling guilty because you assume that I'm about to place the responsibility for their end on modern humans. We compare ourselves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?